The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." She was greatly troubled by what he said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. But the angel went on to say to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age, and this is her sixth month for her who was once called barren, for nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. The extraordinary implications of the incarnation impact us in our everyday lives. God, the infinite creator of all things, beyond a mystery, beyond the limits of our intellect or imagination. The great God, who was seen and worshipped for generations and centuries before the incarnation. We are now given this extraordinary revelation that God in Jesus Christ is born into the human condition. And in the birth of Christ into the human condition, he sanctified humanity, made humanity holy, anointed all those who were human and imperfect, for Mary was imperfect because she was fully human. And this Jesus, announced now in the incarnation, he will understand rejection. He will understand unjust judgment. He will understand loneliness, being excluded. He will understand hunger and loneliness and separation. Jesus will be fully human now in our presence. That's important to keep in mind, especially when we're coming up to Christmas here and all sorts of folks will show up for or Christmas masses, show up in the human imperfection which belongs to each and every one of us. I used this image before, but it fits the moment. And that is, in ancient times, when somebody went to the marketplace to purchase a vessel for the preparation of food, the unscrupulous seller, if there was a crack in the vessel, would cover it over with wax. The unsuspecting buyer, thinking that he was buying an intact vessel, brought it home, and when the heat was applied in the preparing of food, the wax melted and the cracks appeared. The Latin word for wax is ceres, And the Latin word for without is sine. He wanted to buy something, sine cheres, without wax, which gives us an English word, sincere. The sincere person is not the person without cracks, without humanity, without failings, without sins. The sincere person is the person without wax. It doesn't cover over their humanity, doesn't deny their imperfection, but comes into the presence of God in the fullness of our humanity. That's what the incarnation means. Occasionally around churches and religion, we meet perfect people. You know, they're all holy and all perfect. They're insufferable. They allow themselves to make judgments about other people, and they exclude people because they are sanctimonious. That doesn't fit the incarnation. The incarnation is a welcoming, a blessing, an anointing of people who are fully human. And all the humans, they'll all show up at Christmas. And they must be blessed. They must be welcomed in celebration of God's presence in the fullness of humanity. You want to keep that in mind. Keep that in mind in our families. Not one of us is perfect. We all need forgiveness. We all need understanding. We all need a welcome. We need a blessing of hospitality. Every one of us somewhere in life, in the fullness of our humanity, needed to be blessed. Not blessed into perfection, but blessed into the holiness of being fully human. Now, that's what the incarnation means. If you miss that, you're going to miss the power of Jesus Christ walking and living among us in our humanity. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.